COVID-19 cases in North Carolina are still rising, but state health officials say because of early precautions, the state is not seeing a huge spike, nor are hospitals overloaded. But state health officials are worried about the upcoming holidays. North Carolina has seen 4 days since October 29th, on which new COVID-19 cases surpassed 2,800. The percentage of tests that are positive, around 7%, is also too high. Governor Roy Cooper, who won re-election by about 4.5 points, says he's still focused on Medicaid expansion as he looks forward to ending the politicization of a pandemic. It's positive, he says, that the federal government is working hard towards a vaccine.
But I do believe we could have had a more effective federal strategy. We do often meet together as governors, and I'm hoping that in the coming days, particularly if the fall and winter gets bad, that we can have more cooperative and coordinated effort, both from the federal level and among states.
As the weather gets colder and people move indoors, state officials ask you skip holiday gatherings outside the household. But for those who insist on hosting or attending a Thanksgiving event, Dr. Mandy Cohen, North Carolina's Secretary of Health and Human Services, encourages people to do it safely.
We still have gathering limits in place. Smaller is better, and outdoors is better than indoors. If you have tables, have each group of people who live together at their own table, and then keep tables at least 6 feet apart from one another.
It's especially important, says Cohen, since people will have to remove their masks to eat and drink, and yes, wear them. Cohen also suggests a COVID screening test before any gathering, even if you have no symptoms. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.